Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Oops, you kind of cut out there. You're looking, well, you're looking funky on the on my screen.
I am here. We are live. Apparently, I'm looking funky on Roger's screen, but hopefully, Clean Nation, you can hear and see us. If you are wondering who the good-looking man sporting the good-looking shirt to the right of me is, that, yeah, see, I feel embarrassed. You're promoting Cleaning Nation. I'm freaking promoting, wait, Nike like a chump. I mean, what kind of world does this come to? Not good. Actually, I'm heading to the live event tomorrow, and my wife's packed all my Cleaning Nation shirts. So that's, I don't know if that's a good excuse or not, but I was like, I don't want to have them dirty and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that's my excuse for, I should tape over this. I don't have Nike's permission to, you know, wear their brand. You, sir, have my permission to wear our brand on our live. All right. So Roger's here for a lot of reasons, but he's one of our next level members. And selfishly, I know bits and pieces of his story, but I haven't heard the whole thing kind of all at once. So I specifically said, don't tell me at the beginning, because I want to kind of walk through it and enjoy like how this all unwraps with you guys. So we're going to live get to know Roger together, and I will crack wise and ask questions. So let's start way at the back. What made you start looking for help, right? I'm assuming, you know, I know I didn't knock on your door and be like, hey, Roger, come, you know, give me some money. What was going on in your world? You're like, I gotta get something different.
Well, way back, I've for 14 years, I've been in the industry, right? Working for a janitorial supply company. So, say 10 years ago, I was approached by one of my customers and saying, hey, you know, we want you to start your own company, and we're going to hand feed you this contract, right? It was 500,000 square feet. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. And it was right when I was going through a divorce. So I'm like, I can't even tie my shoes right now. It's like, you don't want me to do this. It's like, it wouldn't work out very well, but I was flattered that they asked me to do that. So, and then a couple of years after that, so 7 or 8 years ago, it was 2013, one of my customers, a contract cleaner, said, you know, we want you to, we like working with you, and we buy supplies from you. So we want the same thing. He says, we want you to start a company. You go get the business and I'll clean it. So I'm like, great. Okay. So, I literally in a little office complex, I called on 8 people, and it was no, 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 no. And the last one's like, oh my gosh, where have you been all my life? You know, that's like, yes, please give us a quote. And it was a little 5,000 square foot building. I brought in the subcontractor. We looked at it. It was, you know, he said, all right, 375. You give me 300 and you get 75. I'm like, great. That paid for insurance, you know, for some general liability. So, and then through friends, I got another building and another one. Another. It just kind of grew. And then it was wonderful because the customers that we took over said, you know, man, we're so happy this, you know, it lets us forget about that, right? We come in, we're not, you know, things are dusty, things, you know, things are clean, and we're so happy we can don't have to think about that. So, and that happened building after building after building. And then that started to fall apart where it's just more complaints. I had to get a bookkeeper. I have a lot more. My cut on it was 15%. So whatever it is, I got 15%. So I'm like, wow, look at this grow. But then I had more and more and more overhead. I had, you know, the bookkeeper. I had to go put some contact management in place. I hired I met with her monthly, this business coach. We're looking at how to put systems in place, you know, and she would refer me people. And so it was hit or miss. And I just kept looking, but I kept growing. And so, and you pointed out this the very first time we talked, even though I'm making 15%, I thought this is easy. I don't have to hire anybody. I don't have to, you know, it's very minimal, but that shrank, that got squeezed. 15% went to 10%, went to less, you know, so I'm doing a lot more work.
Let me just give some context to Cleaning Nation for those of you who are new or going, wait a sec, that doesn't sound like what Mike teaches. Typically we'll teach a 50% cost of goods sold, 30% for overhead, and a 20% profit. So Roger, was going, and this isn't while he was a student. So, we weren't working together at the point. Roger's thinking, well, I can give 85% cost of goods sold. Mm-hmm. And then what that 15% will cover the 30% overhead and the 20% profit. We'll have to find that all in the 15%. Is that a fair assessment?
Correct. And I, in the beginning, when I was small, didn't have hardly any overhead.
Sure. But even if you have a $10,000 company, that's $1,500 a month, assuming you don't have a website, cell phone, insurance, t-shirts, transportation, and gas.
And all that stuff started, right. I was able to shift expenses from the company I work for, being able to expense it through there. I expensed it through the business. So the business basically was hiding expenses. So, I really wasn't making a lot of money at it. Right. And so, but as it got bigger, I thought, wait a minute, I'm not even able to hide or, put these expenses in there. I just have way too many other, I kept adding more and more expenses.
Yeah,
right. That overhead just kept growing.
We do that, by the way. So that's for those of you who are going, well, I don't do that. That's Roger's situation, not my situation. So many of us hide expenses other ways in that, like, we don't take a salary. We just work for free in the office. That's hiding expenses. Or we clean, right, and go, oh, I have a free cleaner. Well, that's just hiding expenses. Or I'll use my personal car that I pay for personally. There's all sorts of ways that looks. And by the way, Roger, apparently you're a big deal. Bobby in the chat says, hey, Jessica says you're the bomb diggity. Everyone's saying hey to Big Roger. I put it up, but you can't see it because you're on Skype. So I wanted everyone to know. I want
Roger
to know,
show him love.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is, hey, I did okay getting clients. I was figuring out how to get people to give me money for my service. Mm-hmm. I just didn't figure a way to get enough money or provide the service cheap enough, or not cheap enough, but I couldn't figure out a way to make money and scale it. Is that fair? Or am I putting
words in? And the tipping point was the, I don't know if the subcontractors just got so busy, but they weren't able to do the same kind of service, right? The same quality, right? So I was losing customers and having to go see people and a lot of phone calls and a lot of, it's like, oh, this is just, this isn't working. And then after losing the last couple of customers, I said, that's it. I've got to do something different. And it was a conversation with a friend. And I'm like, oh my gosh, those videos, Grow My Cleaning Company videos. I got on, I started looking and I'm like, oh, this isn't just videos. This is something I could join.
I could
be a part of. I'm like, I never noticed that before. Oh gosh, who did I talk to? I'm forgetting his name, but I immediately signed up. I said, let's do it, and then became part of the elite group.
So let me just make sure we're walking through, and then we're going to talk about the kind of after what changed. So people go, okay, great. Now how do we fix it? So what I hear you saying is Roger's like, I was in the industry, so I was able to get my first couple of customers easy. I wasn't making a lot of margin, but the job was easy and everyone was happy. So when I was growing fast, it didn't take a lot of work. Wasn't making a lot of money, but at least it didn't cost me anything in terms of time. Like, it just was like a little bit of money, but it came in magic and everybody was happy and it felt good. And then it worked to, okay, but now everyone's not happy and I'm not making money because the expenses grew. And now because everyone's not happy and the expenses are growing, it's taking way more time and I'm making way less money. So it went from, I will swallow the pill. And this is for everyone out there who's not doing their pricing properly. We'll swallow so many pills of, I'll just work harder, or it's okay if I don't make any money, or I don't want to offend my customers, or they're going to be upset. And we wait to come to that breaking point. I love Roger, at least as an action taker, right? He's like, forget it. I can't live like this. I got to do something different. So many of us wait months or years of cleaning when we don't want to, not making any money, to take action, right? Whether that's joining us or whatever you want to do, as long as you take action, just doing the same thing, expecting different results is going to be crazy. For everyone listening, your timing is perfect because we are going to do a 3-day event. I'm flying out today. We're doing it. We're recording on Tuesday. We're starting Thursday. So if you would like to join us, it is the first time we've done, right now we don't even do events. If you're not a Next Level or Millionaire Mastermind, there's no events that you can access. This is the first one we've done all year, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. It's going to be awesome. All right. So once we connected, you jumped in. Tell me the things that you learned. Tell me the things that you were afraid of, what changes you made easily, and when that makes perfect sense, I'll do it. What changes you're like, I'm not going to fight, and kind of walk us through before and after.
I got a free shirt and I just started wearing it.
Write that down, everyone. Get free things, put them on your body.
When I went to the last, the live event that you had several months ago, I remember I talked about this. I'm like, It was drinking out of fire hose. It was so
oh,
much
real quick, by the way, live event was the next level event because I just said we don't do a live event. This is the first one. And Roger's like, the event you just had a couple months ago. I was like, wait, did Mike just lie to me? No, that was our next level next only level. Event. Yeah, this is the first event we've had open to Clean Nation. Go ahead, buddy.
So it was step by step, but oh my gosh, it was a lot of information in a short period of time. It was drinking out of a fire hose. It was extremely overwhelming. So to have the help of not just Mike, but everybody else going through this was and one of the biggest parts I thought was the mindset piece, having the right mindset. And I was constantly challenged, which it would upset me a couple of times where Mariana was like, are you thinking about it? Or are you going to do it? That kind of thing. It's like, are you going to make the decision to do it? Or, is this kind of, just kind of maybe kind of do it. And I've been listening to self-help for a long time. It's like, God, she's right. This is all the stuff that I believe in. So I'm just going to do it, right? Whether it's like I want to get from here to New York and there's all I can see is stoplights. I want green lights all the way before I decide to go. But that's not how it works, right? You go to the first light and it's red and you figure that out. You go to the next light, it's red. You figure that out. You go, and you keep going. But it's only because of you make the decision to do it. And that's something that they kept talking about. And Tracy, who's the mindset coach now, she talks about that same thing. It's, are you deciding to do these, or is it just something you're just kind of, well, maybe I'll do it or not. So all the things that you're teaching, I didn't like doing them. I didn't believe in them. But it's like, okay, you have a system that works. I've talked to other people. It says it works. So let's, I don't have a system that works. Let's go ahead and, I paid the money for it. So like, damn it, I'm going to, come hell or high water, I'm going to take advantage of this. I'm not going to let it go to waste. And it's been a continual process of breaking through that discomfort of doing things that are just uncomfortable with, that I'm not used to doing, that are new, that are, but I was trusting you that they worked.
So here's the $1 million question. Cause I think everyone out there in, Cleaning Nation has kind of got the same couple questions. So what changed from Roger, who knew what he was doing wasn't working, but wasn't willing to do, saw a stoplight and said, that's it, I'm getting out of the car. I'm not willing to do anything different, to the Roger that's like, even if it's hard, even if the coaching isn't something I want to do or seems hard or uncomfortable or out of my comfort zone, I got to do it. So what changed? That's always the magic I'm looking to hear.
Because I've always dreamed of having this company, and taking it well beyond where it's at. And I didn't know how to do that. I knew my job wasn't going to take me there, it was unsatisfying. It was limits to, and I wanted to take my, and I just didn't know how to do it. So I was losing business when I was lost several accounts. I just got mad. I'm like, damn it, I'm going to make this work somehow, some way. I'm going to make this work. And, I don't know, something about, you're very specific to this industry, grow my cleaning company. What are the chances? Hey, I'm in a cleaning company and there's a grow my cleaning company business that'll show me step by step how to do it. I just said, let's go for it, So I don't know what the breaking point was exactly. It was between losing business and being unsatisfied at my job and having these dreams and hopes of, where I want to be.
So I heard two things and I don't want anyone to miss it. First, I love that you had what oftentimes can be a negative emotion that doesn't get us what we want, and you channeled it into a positive result, anger. Yeah. I think a lot of times we use anger in a way that's destructive and not helpful. I love that you are able to channel it and go, you could have gotten angry and been like, everyone sucks. My employees suck. People are cheating. Life sucks. I'm going to go on welfare and complain. There's a lot of ways you could have taken that anger and
I did it first.
Yeah. Roger's like, oh, don't. So I guess it's how long we want to sit there. Right. Some of us sit there for years. I know Roger's kind of guy that he maybe allowed himself to feel that for a little while and then said, okay, now with this feeling, I got to get what I got to get. Second thing I heard that was awesome was, hopefully you guys heard it, I had a cleaning company, and what are the chances this guy only coaches owners of cleaning companies? One of the things that we teach in the program that I get a lot of pushback on is niching, right? So they'll go, and I'll go, and Roger hasn't given me this pushback, so I'll pick on him. So if I'm like, Roger, you can't just say my niche is commercial in San Sacramento. Like, you need to, you know, pick car dealers or golf courses or pick one. And if Roger goes, well, that won't work. I need a bunch of clients. Go, how'd you get here? He goes, oh, I love that the fact that someone was coaching only owners of cleaning companies. All right, well, let's do the math of if it works for you guys. You're like, oh, I'm very attracted to someone that specializes in what I do. And especially, you know, Roger, I've had people before, like I've had coaches before and I didn't get the result. And it's most of the time, not that the coach is incompetent or doesn't care. They're just, they don't have that much experience, right? They might have broad experience in helping general people, but I don't know any coaches that can say, well, we've helped thousands and thousands of owners of cleaning companies specifically. So please don't miss that niche. If you see the power in, I want to buy from Mike because he niches what I want. Guess what? Your customers want that same thing. Roger, looks like you have something good to add.
Oh, no, I'm just okay. Smiling because I'm happy. I'm.
Roger's like, can't the guy be happy? Do I have to always answer a question? All right, we've got a couple minutes and I want to get to Roger drop the bomb on me like 18 seconds before he hit record. And I've been holding it this whole time, just waiting to bring it out. So, I've got to give you. So Jessica says, I've seen your mindset transform firsthand and it's inspirational. Your growth is amazing. And I second that. I have also seen that. And again, I hate to keep banging this event drum, but I'm going to, because it's so daggum important. The reason we do 3 events per year for the Next Level, the Millionaire Mastermind people, is it's funny when we'll get people in the next level and they're like, oh, this is really good. I get lots of results. You know, they're super happy. They love the group. But I know until they come to an event, they're not kind of on the inside. And once we have an insight, like Jessica's like, I know Roger. I've been there. I've hugged him. We've had dinner together. We've spent time. I know his business. It tends to change everything. So if you are like I was when I was younger and started this company, it was really lonely, right? Like when crap went bad and employee no call, no show, and I had to clean a toilet in the middle of the night, I don't want to share with my friends. I certainly want to share with my spouse. Even if I did, they don't get it, right? Like my spouse tries. They love me, but they can only get so much. And Bobby also at the event said, hashtag Denver, hashtag scooter life, hashtag alleyway picks with a fist. And again, that's just, if you weren't at the event, you're going to miss out. So I was just so lonely because when things kick me in the teeth, there's really no one that got it. And then when I get a new account, you know, like Roger's talking about this big 500,000 square foot account. One of the guys was like, oh, that's a big contract. Cause like in this community, we have people that get what that means. And it just made a huge difference for me to have a community to like, when I win, I don't want to win alone. That's no fun, right? My employees kind of get it, but not like I do. And then when I lose, that's super lonely. So yeah, the events are transformational. Please, if you are, and again, I'll say, please, if you're really committed, like Roger said, I got to get results. I'm more committed. This has been my dream. I have to have it. I'm willing to do the work. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. If you're like, yeah, I'd like a nice company, but I'm not really do much. If it's scary or hard, I'm out. Hashtag just keep listening to the podcast. The event's not for you. All right. That said, yeah, honest to goodness, I'd rather have 50 people in the event that are all in committed than 500 that are iffy. I think we're already over 100, so probably be a couple hundred. But all right, that said, walk us through. You had a job you didn't like. The business started. It was growing fast, but not doing what you wanted. Walk us through where you're at now. How do things stand with the business, with your job? Talk to me. Or talk to us.
I know where you're going with that.
I'm throwing out the bait, buddy. I'm going to see if you take it.
Well, one of the things about the live event that helps so much. I mean, I put out there on Facebook the first night I got there, I hadn't seen anybody in Denver. And so I put on a post, hey, anybody around? Let's get together. And so there was a few that were meeting and I got together with them, Jessica being one of them. And I remember Jessica specifically saying, is anybody else feeling this way? You know, overwhelmed and, you know, just frustrated and, oh my God, there's so much information coming at us and don't, you know, and I'm like, yes, exactly how I feel. I'm like, oh, that was almost worth the whole program. Just hearing, and everybody's like, yes, 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 around the table. Those kind of conversations, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and all the things that happen, you know, during the actual event, and then getting a bunch of phone numbers and calling people afterwards, that was priceless. And just what you said, I felt, even being part of the group, still felt fairly alone until I went to the event. And then once I went to the event, then I had made all those connections and with real people doing the same thing that I'm doing in the same place that I'm doing, you know, in the same place that I'm at, trying to grow. And it was, that was priceless.
Love it. So, and again, we try real hard to make sure everyone feels welcome and loved prior to the event, but there's something magic that happens when you spend that kind of time. And I got to tell you guys this. So the event that Roger's talking about was in Denver, and we were physically there, social distancing, of course. And this event is going to be virtual, right? So, cause you're like, oh my gosh, it's Wednesday. I can't get a plane ticket and be anywhere, you know, by day after tomorrow on Thursday, or this is Tuesday, Thursday. Yeah, we're gonna do it virtual. There is no plane ticket, but there is going to, we are doing everything we can to make sure there's going to be breakout rooms. We're going to do action items, all the words, bonus things at night. We're going to make it just like that. So we are going to absolutely make sure that we get that. All right. To end the story, how's that? You didn't love it? I don't want to say stuck in it, but there you were. Where are we in that saga now?
So one of the things I've always wanted to do is, you know, be off on my own with the Turner building maintenance and, you know, and let go of my job. So one of the things that I committed to Tracy was the mindset coach was to leave Hilliard, you know, my business where I work at a certain time. So, I have an appointment today at 2 o'clock to talk with my boss, you know, and I'm a little nervous about it, but I'm like, you know, hey, it's like almost taken on a life of its own. It's like scared every step of this way. I've been scared, but this is like, hey, I've got to make the leap. It's amazing to me what I've done part-time and I still have a full-time job. And I think, what could I do working at this full-time? You know? So it's like, I gotta rip the band-aid. I gotta, you know, take the leap and grow my wings on the way down, but I've got so much help, you know, to be able to get there. So I'm just excited as I know how I'm going to feel as soon as I leave that meeting. You know, my whole mindset's going to shift as soon as I leave that meeting. So I look forward to.
Here's some coaching just for Roger that I'm going to let you guys listen in on, but this is really just for Roger. Two things. One, I have found every single difficult conversation, and you're getting so much support in the chat, by the way. We've got a congratulations. Bobby's giving you many happy party emojis. Renee says, yeah, Roger, you got this. Jessica, congratulations, with a lot of exclamation points and the worm.
Worm.
Again, if you want to know why Jessica would have a worm emoji, you gotta be at an event. I don't want to tell you. Michelle, one of my favorite humans in the whole world, gives you the congrats. Even Pinky, the Pinko, he's giving you the craps. Lindsay gives you. So you were. I didn't realize you're such a big deal, Roger. But apparently, you're kind of a big deal. So the coaching I want to give to you is one. Every difficult conversation I've had, always felt worse beforehand, and then afterward, just like you say, you feel amazing. Every time I book I accept a speaking engagement. I always think it's great when I do it and they send the check and I feel great. And then I plan the speech and I feel great. And then the 17 minutes before I get on stage is like, oh, what was I thinking? Why would I do this? This is the worst thing ever. And then afterwards, I always feel great. So I can't wait to let me know how it works. I'm sure it's going to go great. I just want to hear from you. Second is I have coached dozens, I don't think hundreds yet, but dozens of people through that process of I'm starting my business or I've got my business going and I still am working through the, okay, now I'm full time. And just like you said, the growth, you can grow, right? I wouldn't take a client if I didn't think we could grow while you're in a business, but it tends to do this while you're, and then as soon as you quit, it just goes straight up. So I want to encourage you, buddy. I have we need to do another one of these 6 months from now and just see where you were when we started and then now, right? Which obviously making more money, you got some freedom, you're able to quit your job, all sorts of good stuff. I can't wait to hear the ridiculousness that's going on 6 months from now, man.
Me too. Be happy to be on with you.
All right. Beautiful. That's it, guys, gals. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing a special live at the airport, getting on the plane. And then Thursday, if we do any lives, it will be from the event. So you can be outside looking in. And when I say from the event, you'll get like 20 minutes and maybe we won't even put sound. I don't know. We'll do something mean and teasing. Like, so growmycleaningcompany.com/event, join me. Hopefully Roger will be there. A lot of next level millionaire masterminds, the best of the best. We're going to be there. No need to be alone. Come join the community. See you there.